Where am I? Wait. For that matter, who am I? This is interesting. I get to know who I am. Yay! Oh, there's a little book in this place. This place is kind of mechanical. Also kind of like a house. Ooh, there's a second story and a garage. Pretty cool. Hang on, there's a little book here. Ooh, I love to read books. Books are so exciting. Opening the book. In big letters, it says, Dino Discovery. Is that my name? Guess my name is Dino Discovery. I'll call myself Dino for short. So the next page. It says here, Hello and welcome to episode 1 of Dino Discovery. I'm going to use my time machine to visit the biggest land carnivore of all time, the Spinosaurus. Ooh, pretty interesting. What's a Spinosaurus? Oh, it said the biggest land carnivore of all time. Okay. Let me just open the door and see where I am. Let's see if there's a Spinosaurus. This is a pretty nice place. Looks like some kind of island with lots of trees. Let's see. In that house, let's see if there is a map of where this place is. Because I don't remember. Ah, yes, here it is. It says, Map of Pangaea. Guess that's what this planet is called. Pangaea. This place looks like this place. Hotag Island. Okay. We're on Hotag Island. It's a nice place here on Hotag Island. Hang on. There's something green outside, and it isn't a plant! What is it? It's something kind of scary on four legs, long tail, about 3 feet tall. And it's got a beak, too. Is this some kind of lizard bird? Come here, lizard bird. It's me, Dino. You probably don't know me, unless we've met before. Do you want some bugs? Because lizards like bugs and some birds like bugs. And this is a lizard bird. There seem to be bugs on this plant. Picking the plant. Here, want the bugs? It ate the whole plant. Guess it likes plants. Hey, there's another one of you. What was that? That didn't sound good. But maybe it is. Maybe we can make friends with it. Whoa! A giant fuzzy creature with a long neck, a huge beak, and giant wings with claws just flew out of the trees. Whoa! It tucked its wings into a dive! The lizard birds are running away from it. Yeah, I don't think this thing is good, so I should run too. It just caught a lizard bird in its beak! It just swallowed the lizard bird! Okay, yeah, that thing is dangerous. Should stay away from it. It's coming right at us! Picking up my lizard bird and running! Oh, this thing is surprisingly heavy! We're in the house thing! It's a lot smaller on the outside. And getting in, closing the door. Whoa, it just hit the house. Here's another book. Looks like it's full of other lizard birds. Flipping to a part about Hotag Island. Hang on, this one looks like the lizard bird right here. Apparently it's called a Zalmoxi. Okay, in that case, I'm gonna name you Zally. And that giant winged thing is a menace to you Zalmoxis. So I'm going to call it a Zalmenace. So I need some kind of equipment to deal with it. Let's try this. Looks like some kind of quill I found on the floor. This is good. Opening the door. Hey, Zalmenace, come over here. I'm an open target. Nom nom nom. Now's the chance. Just threw the quill. It missed. The Zao Menace just ran into me. Luckily, I'm not too badly hurt. I need to try something else. How about this? This looks like a rock. Yes, it's flying away. The Zao Menace is gone. But I think it might come back. So I'll have to prepare with all the rocks I can find. Hang on, why is electricity running through this house?
Zap out of it. That is a bad idea.
Okay, it's telling me this is a bad idea. I'm going to go in my time machine to Morocco in the Cretaceous to look for the largest land carnivore of all time, the Spinosaurus. I know what I'll do. I'll use my fishy flares. I tripped over something. A nest full of eggs.
And now to find out the bad breaker. Wait 1 minute. Is that, oh no, Barbarydactyl?
Wait, it's got something on top of its head. What is that? It looks sort of like some kind of robotic helmet.
I'm looking upwards and there's a thunderstorm. This could be a problem.
I think I finally recognized what that thing on its head was. It was a robotic helmet, just like the Deinosuchus. I dropped my hot cocoa right onto control panel.
Alert, there is an assault. That helmet has been destroyed.
Patty, let's go every time soon. Good. Soon, I will be able to catch Henry.
Wow, he's using more attacks than I knew he had. Whoa, they actually shorted out Botronic. Whoa, now that I look at her, I see a bunch of scars.
I'm going to charge at the Demonicuses with Woodstock's open tail quills. Yes!
He woke up. Run! But the fire's coming straight up the pipe right now!
That really was a rough one. Wait a minute. My name's not Dino Discovery. That's the name of the podcast. My name is Henry. And that lizard bird thing is a dinosaur. It's not called a Zalmoxie. It's called a Zalmoxies. I thought the S was plural, but it's plural and singular. And that giant pterosaur that attacked us was a Hatzigopteryx, not a Zao Menace. Though I think I'm still going to call it Zao Menace. And the time machine's been through a lot. I think that if it takes one more blow from Zao Menace's beak, it's going to get destroyed. Okay, I need to do something. Oh boy, Zao Menace is flying up from the trees, super high, and he's commencing a fast dive. Okay, Zally, batten yourself down. I think that's the word, like batten the hatches on a ship, but anyway. All right, getting into the cockpit of my time machine, overheating electrogenerator, re-aiming thrusters, forcing all power to external shell, opening a case with a red button in it. I have to press this button. Whoa. Now that's what I call flametricity. There was a huge explosion of flametricity that blasted Zao Menace back and also created a clearing in the trees. Just stepping outside to make sure nothing will burn out of control. Whoa. Nothing is burning out of control but my time machine. It's awesome! Now it's got like black and orange, all sorts of fire colors on it. Now I've got to go back home. Getting in the time machine. What? A button was pressed, but I'm not in the time machine yet. Okay, getting in quick.